The days are getting longer, even though they may not be getting much warmer. So what do people going places and doing things do? Well, you've got a lot of choices, and I'm over at this a lot in the library because first choice is to come in, curl up next to the fireplace here with a good book and get your dreaming on. But I'm talking with Rachel Nash, the librarian, because as always, you've got a lot of activities for people who need something to do. Tell me about it.
We do. First of all, I wanted to highlight a ski waxing demonstration that we are doing in partnership with Salteshi Trails, and that is next Friday the 2nd at 5:30 p.m. They're going to show you how to wax your skis.
And this is important for anybody who's on. It doesn't have to be someone who doesn't know how to wax. It can be someone who wants to. These conditions are different. Salteshi is different. There's different elevations. And waxing has really changed. And yet the technique is of waxing is 90% of your success of cross-country skiing, whether you are classical skiing or whether you are skate skiing. It's a different technique, different wax.
Yes, and we've got lots of other things going on. We have our armchair travel on Tuesday the 13th at 1 p.m. We also have a program if you want to come help us paint some of our bookends and kind of liven up the shelves, and that is at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday the 15th. And then we also have the Hospice of the Central Peninsula coming in to talk to us about how to reduce your risk for dementia on Wednesday the 21st at 3 p.m.
That sounds really interesting.
It does. And then the last couple things for adults, we have our band book club. They're reading The Clockwork Orange in February, and that is on Thursday the 22nd at 6 p.m. And we also have on the last Monday of every month this year, we're starting something called Cozy Crafters, which it's sort of a drop-in program from 10 to noon. The last Monday of the month, and you can bring in your half-finished projects, just really whatever you're working on, and just have a group of people to talk with and to maybe learn something from or to teach. It's just going to be kind of a cozy program.
Sounds encouraging.
Yes. And also moving on to our teens, we have some fun stuff for our teens. We have our tween scene, which is for ages 10 through 14. That is going to be on two Fridays, on the 9th and the 23rd at 4 p.m. And that's a fun time for those kids to come in and they can do crafts, they can play games, they can talk, they can read, whatever they want to do that day. It's a fun time for them to be in the library.
Great.
And then we also have a painting program for the teens. It's the same one, painting the bookends. That's the same time as the adult one. So teens and adults are welcome to attend on the 15th at 6. And this one is really a fun one. We have something called an anti-Valentine party on Friday the 16th at 4 p.m.
The month of love is straight ahead. And now this is for like an anti-Valentine? Explain.
Yes, it is. So this is for those teens that are maybe kind of fed up with the commercialism of the holiday, or maybe they just really hate the color pink. So they're going to eat black cupcakes, and they're going to learn how to write breakup texts with Mad Libs, if you remember those from our childhood, and generally just not celebrate the Valentine's holiday.
And you got to be a teen to join in?
This year it's for our teens. We will see if we get enough feedback from our adults. Maybe we'll do one next year for the adults too.
I would think single adults and divorcees, you know, this could definitely be something we get their interest in.
Yeah, it might. So I'm going to move on to...
Just think, no candy, no poison, no flowers.
Yep, no chocolate, unfortunately. So we're going to move on to the kids programs because we also have a lot going on in February. Every first Friday of the month, we have something called Cool Kids Craft, which is designed for ages 2 through 5. And this coming Friday, it's going to be on the 2nd at 10:30 a.m. And this is where they can work on those like scissor skills and how to write their name and their alphabet and have a fun time making a craft.
So once again, the hub for people going places and doing things who want to dream, who want to learn, who want to grow, who want to have a lot of fun is right here at the Solana Library.
It is. And then just a couple more things. We also have our Wildlife Refuge coming in to talk to us about animal poop. That'll be a lot of fun. That's on Thursday the 13th at 2:30 p.m. Not only fun, but also useful if you're out on the trail, you want to identify what other critters are out there with you.
That could be a smelly class.
It might be. I don't think it'll be smelly this time, though. It's pretty cold out. It's frozen. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is next month we have Leap Day, which is super exciting. So we get an extra day in the year. And at the library, we're going to celebrate Leap Day all day long, all day while we're open. It's on Thursday, the 29th of February. That date does exist this year.
Only every 4 years.
Exactly. So some of the things we have planned, we're going to have a scavenger hunt. We're going to have hopscotch, frog origami, and we have a lot more planned as well. So you'll have to stop in and see what's going on at the library that day.
And that could be good for adults who think they're kids, right?
Yes. It's fun for the whole family or for any individual that wants to come in. We want you to come in and say hi to us that day.
Rachel, this is the time a lot of people start getting cabin fever, but there's absolutely no reason for it because the cure is right here at the Solotna Library. So many variety of activities that they can participate in that we are really grateful for this facility and the work that you and your staff do.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, we can't wait to see everyone. Come in and say hi to us.
Over at the Solotna Library on this beautiful winter day, I'm Meryl Sikorsky, returning you to that well-read sound of KSRM.